Log Talk Radio.
Year of my weekly Angel Healing House radio program. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walking experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon International bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back to my regular listeners and my followers. Lovely to be in your energies once more, and thank you so much for sharing these wonderful, wonderful podcasts with others to give them inspiration and motivation, perhaps direction and clarity in their lives. Now, for those who are listening for the very first time, I'd like to share a little bit about myself through my full-time business, Angel Healing House, which I created in 2003. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I have taught hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners, master teachers around the world. I am a clairvoyant, a channel, intuitive counselor. I'm also a tarot card reader, and I do past life clearings and ancestral healings. I also offer those wonderful re-energizing, recharging, transformative Reiki sessions, either here in Los Angeles in my office, or I do this online through distant healing anywhere in the world. If you'd like to book any of my services, find out more about my award-winning number one Amazon International bestsellers, please do phone me at Angel Healing House. That number is 831-277-3716. Remember that specific standard time, or you can always visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. A big thank you to all of those people who have made donations for my free content. Perhaps you will receive, or you've received, a free mini angel reading here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, and over the past 12 years, I have given away thousands of them. If you'd like to donate, I've left my PayPal link in the description box down below with all of my contact details. I see that we have several callers on the line. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6363. 6794. And do remember that I start to pick up calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. And I see that we have several people holding on the line. 718, you'll be first. Then comes 307. Then we have number, the third one is 805. And the fourth one is 415. But there's more room for more callers. So please do call in on 646-716-6794. Before we get to those callers, let's look, as we do every week, into the astrological heavens to see how the energies are affecting us. Now, just a reminder of the previous energies that we are still working with, and they're still affecting us. Last week, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, we spoke about Mars entering Leo on May 20th, where it will remain until July 7th. Now, this Leo energy will increase the fire in our soul and our confidence to go after our dreams. It's encouraging us to celebrate and share our victories, step into that spotlight, preen like the Leo, the lion, and radiate our light out to the universe. We then had the sun change signs, going from the very grounded sign of Taurus and rising high into the sociable, bubbly light energy of Gemini, where it will remain until June the 21st. Now, the air sign of Gemini is directing us to focus on our thoughts and communication. It's a great time to focus on asking ourselves, what thoughts do I keep perpetuating? And just because they may be habitual, do they really serve me for my highest good? With Gemini's focus on communication, we may now be receiving information on how we can advance to our goals, or receiving that information of the help that we have been trying to manifest can now come in swiftly. The Posse of Angels, this is my angelic family who I am part of, they are showing us, they're showing me the Eight of Wands in Tarot, which is about speedy, important messages and information coming in. And it's coming in now rather than previously because simply we are now ready for it to come in. Another challenging energy this past week, which caused many to feel constricted and out of sorts emotionally, was when the sun was squaring Saturn, and this was May 27th through May 29th. This challenging, ouch, energy brought up old memories and dreams replaying through our minds to clear out the vaults of any residual negative triggers and feelings that we might have stored, to really sweep out the corners and finally be clear of them, as many will be stepping into their new lives. And certainly, we do not wish to drag any of that anger, resentment, bitterness, regret, shame, guilt, blame, disappointment, defensiveness into our new journey, which is on the horizon for many as we advance through June. And then we were given a gift from the universe. We experienced the Aldebaran, that's Aldebaran, if you want to look it up, Aldebaran Gateway, and that was from May 28th to the 29th. Aldebaran is known as one of the four stars, the four royal stars, whose place and appearance in the sky has been long considered sacred by many cultures. It is purported to help manifest fortune, prosperity, and success. It acts like a magical genie bathing us in magical energies to fulfill our wishes. Aldebaran is considered to be the star of enlightenment, and it opens us to channel new and inspired ideas from the universe easily and gracefully. Now, as of today, June 1st, by the way, happy June to everyone. We have Mercury finally leaving its shadow phase and going full steam ahead, with the helpful sign of Gemini being about communication and Mercury being the planet of communication, do be on the lookout for messages and important information arriving that can help us gain more clarity and direction just where the heck we are going in our lives. Today, June 1st, we have a monumental multidimensional event, and this is with Jupiter conjunct the North Node in Taurus. Now, as many of us know, Jupiter is the planet of good fortune, of expansion, of good luck, of abundance. And the North Node is about our destiny, and it sparks fated karmic events to occur. As we have burnt away so much of what no longer serves us, many of us are now clear to enter a powerful transformative gateway to manifest our soul's highest timeline. This is creating magical opportunities to manifest for our soul's highest mission and the fulfillment of our dreams. Coming up on June the 3rd, we will have a lovely Sagittarian full moon, which will help us to feel lighter and more joyful. Many of us will be saying, thank goodness, as that Sun square Saturn last week, the energy of that was an emotional doozy. If you have felt over the previous 2 weeks like your past was being burnt away by the elevated energies, you were not alone, and you are absolutely correct. Although extremely emotional for many, this has created the clarity we need to thrive in the third world while operating from a fifth dimensional consciousness. By releasing what no longer serves us, it now feels like we have prepared a very clean slate to write on. And for many of us, this will feel like a second chance to live the fulfillment of our dreams. With Sagittarius being my rising sign, I know all about allowing myself to be playful and light and curious and adventurous, to discover more. And yet, this Sagittarian moon is also shining a light on things like being prepared and organized, which could almost seem to be the opposite of being light and carefree. But my angelic family, the posse of angels, is saying that this is because it's shining its full moon light on revealing very tangible signs and incoming information to finally move many of us forward. That's where the preparedness comes in, as many in the collective will be finally moving locations. Perhaps they'll be offered new jobs, new business opportunities, new relationships with their incoming soul tribe, and these our soul tribes are most like us in resonance with our signature energy. Like all full moons, this one is helping us to release and to finally surrender what no longer serves us for our highest good. But the posse of angels are also sharing that this Sag full moon comes with the opening the doors of adventure. You know, it's almost like so many of us are now standing before Aladdin's cave. Some people pronounce it Aladdin's cave. And this full moon reveals to us the magical words of abracadabra, to open the doors to wish fulfillment. By the way, abracadabra means open, says me. The posse of angels is hearing some of your thoughts, and some of you might be saying, why now? Why didn't this wish fulfillment happen before this to help me with my finances, my relationships, my health? They wish us to know that we were simply not ready to receive, as we had so many underlying beliefs and programs playing in a loop deep within our unconscious and stuck in our cellular memories as individuals and also as a collective. With our acquired spiritual knowledge, we may have consciously addressed this deep forgiveness and unconditional love, but our energetic frequency was simply not at a high enough level to dismantle these hidden energies. We have just finished 10 days, actually it was from May 19th to May 28th, as the collective went through a galactic activation portal. This was an energetic gateway for us to receive those high frequency energies, to finally dislodge and dissipate all those energies and all those memories of our former lives that simply no longer served us, and that we do not want to unknowingly drag into our brand new journey. These energies provided upgrades to our DNA, to our chakra system, and our nervous system, and to our light body activation. You may have felt during this past week an overwhelming grief and despair, hopelessness, utter exhaustion on all levels, with waves and waves of weird, vivid dreams about not very satisfying memories about people and events from the past. These were being burned away. They had to come to the surface to once and for all surrender them and allow them, without any triggers and reactions, to be released. Many in the collective have noticed now that they've gone through this great almighty purge that they feel a sense of calmness being restored, perhaps a liberation and freedom, no longer restricted and weighed down by any negative memories or attachments to their old lives. They can just think of them, and there is absolutely no reaction there. Because so many have not experienced this liberation before, it's like we're newborn chicks just hatched and getting used to the way that we interact with our world. With our light quotient within greatly increased, it's very much like we've taken a huge eraser and we've erased our past, ready to create a whole new era of light. As we get more and more used to being and creating in these new bodies of light with a greater sense of peace and clarity within, many will find that the rate of manifestation, their rate of manifestation, will increase immeasurably at alarming and surprising rates. And what may have taken a long duration of time to manifest in the past may in some cases be instantaneous. Now that we are liberated and free to create, it is so very important to be crystal clear with the universe, to write down what do we wish to experience in these newly refreshed bodies, in our newly refreshed lives. Where do you wish to live? Get excited about it. How do you wish to serve? What do you wish to create and collaborate with others to leave a legacy of something wonderful for the planet so that it can positively grow and be inspired and motivated and enlightened by? It's like there's a huge genie in the sky now saying, "Your wish is my command." But in order to receive wishes, we must first honor our dreams and desires and ask in order for them to be given. And if you are saying that you've written out lists before about asking the universe what you wanted, because we've gone through this 10-day galactic activation portal, you may find that some of those things that you wrote down before when you were still under the influence of those unconscious held lower negative or pessimistic energies of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, disappointment, all of those things, despair, that they were affecting you being able to think clearly and to think in big enough for your dreams to come true. So take a piece of paper and write down those things now. And it's so very important to quote a lyric from one of my favorite Oscar and Hammerstein musicals, South Pacific. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? Now that many of us are clear enough to receive, we will be shocked and we will be surprised by how Spirit will fulfill our heartfelt dreams. You have been listening to me here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are now into our 12th year. When I say our, for those who are new, it is myself and my beloved angelic family, the posse of angels. If you would like to find out more about how I am part of this posse of angels, about my angelic walking experience, about my most important past lives, those number one Amazon International best-selling books are available, of course, through my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, as well as on Amazon through ebook and in print. But they're also available as downloads, as audiobooks. I am the narrator on that with professional voiceover actors bringing life to these amazing, remarkable stories of mine, and they can be found on audible.com. So, yeah, once again, if you would like to book any of my services or you would or you'd like to find out more information, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. We have lots of people which just popped up on the call board, on the switchboard. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. But without further ado, let's go to our first caller. In this order I have you so far, we'll have 718, then 307, 805, 415, 519. You popped up next, and then 630. Okay, that first one, 718, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from. 718.
Hi, it's Stephanie from New York.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you, and how have you been this last 2 weeks with all of this activity going on?
I've actually, I think, been okay. I was in Maine, and I was really loving it, and I was in nature. I was taking care of someone's dog, and they were in a log cabin or a log house on a lake, and they had a hot tub, and I was just looking at water and trees, and I just sort of disconnected from, you know, my phone. It was just, you know, their dog was like the kind of dog I had growing up, and he was really sweet, and we really connected, and it just, I had a really, really great time.
That's probably why you were so, I was not going to say completely unaffected by these energies, because nature has a way, when we spend time in nature, of absolutely absorbing anything and transmuting it into these beautiful energies. So what a great place for you to be this past week.
Yeah, and I didn't even know, and I got to, you know, kayak and hike and, you know, not as much as I'd like, but it still was really nice. But I was surprised. So one of my ex-boyfriends, I think, lives in Maine in a different area, and I was on a hike, I think on the 28th, and I all of a sudden just kept getting flooded with these memories and of experiences that we had or thinking about him, and he's been on my mind a lot, and that, I guess, really surprised me. So I don't know if that's sort of like what you were talking about with the past coming up to be cleared, or if it's something else. And anyway, I was just wondering what they maybe had to say about that.
Yeah. This is one of those instances where you don't necessarily want to get back together with them. I mean, a lot of people would say, oh, you know, this is a sign, you know, to get to, you know, to get back together again. No, this is a sign of you bringing this up to have closure, on it. Because, you know, maybe there was some regret there that you were still not a couple. Because if you came, they're saying that you were soulmates, of course, and you can't, you know, there was some unfinished business there. But it came up in order to be cleared, and that's the main thing. Let's go to the cards. Yeah, the first card that's coming out for you is the Empress. This person came up so that you could be clear enough then to birth a new relationship. Are you currently with someone?
Yeah, but it feels kind of incomplete.
They're saying it's increasingly getting more and more difficult to be with somebody who is not our exact energetic frequency. We can't compromise and settle anymore. It's not that they want to, once you get off the call, it's not that they want you to run over to him and say, I hate you and we can't be together anymore.
I mean, yeah, I know.
That's just not on. But they want you to know that your heart knows when something is nourishing it and nurturing it. And quite frankly, Stephanie, they're saying that you're over and done with trying to bend yourself into a pretzel, and trying to twist yourself into trying to make this happen, trying to, you know, always acquiesce, or perhaps they're saying even in the past, biting your tongue or not saying anything, but they're saying that it's becoming increasingly clear that people can change, but you can't control that. The only thing you can control is yourself. So they're saying that you are the Empress and you're birthing something new here, something that's going to be more happy or nourishing for you. I guess the word that they're really using is nourishing. The next card is coming out is the Ten of Pentacles. Now, this is the Happy Family card. They're saying that you've made tremendous strides with your own family. When you think about your family now, it doesn't trigger you as much. And you're getting to the stage where you're applying what you applied to your family to your boyfriend, to your romantic partner. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Sun. And the Sun card, of course, is that card of that being childlike and nurturing and nourishing yourself and shining a light on what it is you do want and to pursue that. So I hope all that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, it has. I've been also a little worried about my ex of I think he has AFib, so I didn't know if part of why it was coming up was if he was getting ready to transition or not. But I don't know, maybe it doesn't matter.
Well,
but.
No, that doesn't matter. If any worry or that we have, we can always allay that by blessing the person, because we all have written, if you want to know about soul contracts, read my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, not you, Stephanie, but everyone, and you'll understand that we write into our contracts when we are finished with this physical vehicle that we're in as spirit, and we go back home to our one true home. So you can bless him and just say, whatever you have contracted, I wish you well. I'm going to proceed to the next caller. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 307. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 307.
Hi, my name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
And I understand this is your first time, Melissa?
Yes, it is.
You get the first time bell. Alyssa, everyone, and welcome. How have you been, and what things are you going through?
Oh, well, I'm going through a lot. I don't know what's going on, really, why I'm going through so much. Life lessons, I guess, that we are, and I am in too good of a relationship, and I don't know if I should get out of it or work on it or if I should move or stay where I'm at. I just, my whole life is a mess, really.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe it would serve you to have a session with me so we can see why there are so many areas of your life that are still out of whack. Maybe it's something from a past life that is interfering with you feeling joyful and peaceful and settled in the present moment, or perhaps, it could be something from this life that you haven't been able to yet come to terms with, and it's affecting your relationships. Now they're saying one of the things that you have been programmed to do is to give your power away, power away to others, to make things right for everyone else. Many times, Alyssa, they're saying, poor Alyssa, you're not even on the list. You know, you prioritize everyone else's wants, everyone else's needs, and then you get to the end of the day and you feel used and abused. But it's you that have not set up limits and boundaries, and that could be a programming or belief system that keeps on replaying from your childhood. If we had a session together, then we would find. I'm sure the Posse of Angels are saying that we would find that linchpin that is keeping you in this loop of always giving your power away. Let's see what cards come out for that. One of the things you can do is to, in any given moment, quiet yourself and say, put your hands on your heart and say,
okay,
what would give me most joy and what would nourish me in this decision or in this moment? And no matter what the mental part of you will try to jump in and say, oh, well, if you don't say yes to this, Alyssa, then this family member won't like you. Oh, if you don't say, you know, that you'll do extra overtime at your job, then your boss won't like you. All of these things. What does my heart want most of all? And then go in that direction. That's what you can do in the immediate. But until this is cleared, you're going to remain in a loop of always giving your power away. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes up for our lovely first-time caller, Alyssa, in Wyoming. First card coming out for you is the Five of Pentacles. This is the card of lack. It's the card of feeling like you're out in the cold. You need to regain your strength. That's what you need to do. You need to regain I am I. That I am in you is so powerful that anything you say after I am, it's like taking a hammer and chisel and chiseling it into granite. I am allowed to be me. I am allowed to set up boundaries. I am allowed to be happy. I am allowed to be peaceful. And I am allowed to not compromise and not settle for less. All of these things. But you won't get to that stage until you uncover what has been set as a programming and a belief system. The Eight of Swords is that card of trusting yourself. They're actually taking me now to your Akashic Records, Alyssa, and they're showing me that in this lifetime, you wrote for very challenging people to be in your life to take away your power so that you would stand up for yourself, you would find your voice, and not to be mean or aggressive, but to authentically and honestly, just to be yourself. And you need to trust that. Then the next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Cups. This is a partnership card. And the Posse of Angels are saying you need to, once again, not only partner with yourself, but partner with the divine inside of you. So saying things like, I am divine and I am eternal and I am worthy and deserving of being me. I am enough. So all of these things, they want me to look under the deck. And this is leading you to the Ten of Pentacles, which is a feeling like you're now part of a happy family, you, yourself, and your divine connection to God, Source, Creator. So I hope all that's been helpful. They're saying there is light at the end of the tunnel, because once we're conscious of what we're doing to keep giving our power away, it is then that we can do something about it and make the changes. And they're saying that you are very, very capable. You're very intuitive. And you've known for a long time that this was compromising you. But now you're ready to step into your power. So I hope all that's been helpful.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Let's go to the next caller we have. I saw somebody sneak on here before. Okay, that was that person. Okay, so we go to the top, and the next person that came on was 805. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 805.
Hi, Claire Candy. It's Donna in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm very, very well. How have you been over the last couple of weeks? Were you affected by any of that galactic portal?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was taking care of my sister. She had a knee operation, and it was like 10 hours a day, and she talks all the time, and it completely drained me. I lost myself. It was very hard. Yeah.
Oh, that's difficult. That's difficult. It's difficult enough to go through these energies when you are not, when you're not needed, your attention is not needed elsewhere. I'm telling you, some of those dreams that I had about past boyfriends and about events and things like that, it was just like this whole panoply of like a theatrical event that was happening every single night. It was there to be cleared. I'm so glad that. That happened. So what's your question for today?
I wanted to know if money would get better for me. I've just paid off my credit cards, but, you know, I'd like to go traveling or do something. So I think kind of a windfall, because I was at the beach the other day. It was kind of gray water. It was a high tide, windy. But all of a sudden, it was like an epiphany. The whole world opened up to me. It was
in what way?
Miraculous. Just the feeling I had inside, it's like there was a lot of expansion and it was joy and it was just amazing. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never experienced that before.
In Italian they call that a colpo di fulmine, which is like a thunder, a lightning bolt that strikes you. And they're showing me this lightning bolt that's coming down, this spiritual energetic lightning bolt that came down, and it was like a realization. I have all the money in the world. I am the opulence. I am the richness. I am the massive wealth that I am always searching for. The more that you affirm this, the more you will draw to yourself easily. I'm talking easily and gracefully. Things that will open for you. They're saying that instead of saying, you know, being concerned about your finances, you are peaceful about your finances. What just came out of your mouth? I just paid off my credit card. There are many people in this world who will never, ever, ever get to that stage where they can have a clean slate. So take that, they're saying, Donna, take that, and everyone else take this to heart. Take this and say, I am so opulent, and I am so, most of the world doesn't have a credit card. I am so opulent, and I am so massively wealthy that these institutions trust me to pay it back. I have the credit, and now I have the opportunity to do that. Because you've done that, because it creates a vacuum and to create the space for the new to come in. So bless the new that's coming in and thank the angels. Thank your angels for showing you the way that this is going to come into you. I mean, a friend could say, hey, let's go to the casino. A friend could say, hey, let's enter this contest, or, you know, or something could be presented to you. But they're saying switch it to worrying about your finances or being even concerned about them and say, how rich am I? Let's go to the cards. The first card that's coming out for you is the Six of Pentacles. This is the giving and receiving of money. Now,
oh,
I don't know how much you paid off, but the, you know,
all of it,
being able to give this, I now open up to receive more. I've created that wonderful avenue to receive more of those pentacles. The next card coming out for you is the Nine of Pentacles. Donna, they're saying that you will never be in a state of, a poverty mindset. But that you will always have what you need, not necessarily what you want, but your soul will always, you'll always be provided for. And the more you put your emphasis on your great abundance, and because abundance is your nature, then you will always be that independent lady in that Nine of Pentacles card. And the next card that's coming out for you, oh, this is interesting. You got all pentacles. Is the Eight of Pentacles. This is I don't know if you are working on something or created something as a side hustle or a business or something. Have you created something?
Yeah. Just
okay.
I have this one woman I walk with. Yeah.
Okay. And then, how? So this is between you and her?
Yes. It's good. Yeah.
Okay. How much time and effort have you put into this?
Not too much. I mean, I just got it through my sister. I walk with her, and we go to lunch.
Okay.
And it's quite nice, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So the more and this feeling of it being nice and it being happy and good, the more you put your focus and attention on growing this, the more the money will come in. So I hope that's all been helpful for you.
Yes, very helpful. Thank you. Have you been on any trips lately?
No, not yet. Not yet this year. We went on so many trips last year.
You did.
So now we're just working on our different projects and seeing what unfolds for us. So it is a magical time now that we're in June.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Claire Candy. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Take care. Bless you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have, and then let me see here. We'll have 415-519-630-347 and then 914 if we can get to you. So let's go up again and connect with 415. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hello, Anne. How are you and how have you been with these rather interesting energies over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I definitely, over Memorial Day weekend, I did fun things, but I didn't sleep really at all. So
yeah.
That part was tough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, did you find that you were bringing up any past memories or vivid dreams or anything like that?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you even before I heard your intro is some weird health things are coming back that happened two summers ago. I had a pinched nerve in my neck and kind of pain down my right arm, and that came back, and my whole right side, I wanted to hear what's up going on. My whole right side is out of balance. And so I have like shoulder pain, hip pain, foot pain. And that first happened 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I'm not as you know, on this program, I'm not a doctor. I don't advise and I don't and consult medically, but our right side from an energetic point of view is our masculine side. Is the side of putting ourselves, straightforwardly, and not that women are not straightforward, but, a very empowered, stepping forward. It's the direction that we're going in our lives. And if that's pinched off in any way, we could be holding ourselves back. Do you feel like there's, and I'm just getting shivers down my legs, is there any area in your life that you feel you're holding yourself back in?
Well, yeah, I want to move into a different type of work that I've done the past year. I think I've enjoyed it, and I'm at the end of that cycle. So the next thing hasn't revealed yet, so I guess I get nervous, unclear about the next reveal.
Okay. You're going to love this, as many people will. We have done all that we can. There's nothing more that you have to do or to produce or to push or to force. There's nothing. What you're waiting on now is divine timing. That's what you're waiting for. And it's coming. They're saying it's coming soon. It's coming. That's why you're feeling antsy. You're feeling sometimes like there's butterflies in your stomach. You feel like, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm feeling apprehensive about. Because of the reveal that it is going to be revealed to you. They do want you in this next, in the coming week with that Sagittarius full moon, which does reveal a great deal, as many full moons do. They want you to go into high priestess mode, but they want you to go into that mode of being reflective, being quiet, allowing. Maybe when you're in the bath or in the shower or something, or sitting on the grass somewhere. Be in the mode of receiving, because many people are going to be receiving ideas and they're going to be receiving information about how they can step forward. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that is coming out for us is the Nine of Wands. Yeah, you've been through the battles, and we're at the stage where we're quite exhausted, because it takes a great deal to release all of those memories and those energies. But what we're coming into, we're coming into an unbelievable phase of feeling this playfulness, this stability, this strength within us. We're going to be manifesting our dreams, manifesting them, and they're going to be manifested through miracles. So, you've been through those battles, but the next card that comes out is the Three of Pentacles. That is the card of collaborating with others about being financially remunerated for your gifts and talents. Yes, it would be actually very good for you to write out that list. Where do you want to live? What do you want your life to look like? And they're saying, for you in particular, they're saying, dream big. You're not dreaming big enough. That's what they're saying. Do not hold Yeah, do not hold yourself back. Next card for you is the Wheel of Fortune. This is something that's destined. And now with this today, this Jupiter North Node, a conjunction in Taurus, the ground, the very grounded sign of Taurus, we're bringing in our soul's highest way to serve. So that's coming in. And they want me to look at the bottom of the deck, which is the Fool. So you will be stepping onto this new path. So hang in there and open yourself up like the High Priestess, that you know that this is coming in for your soul's highest growth, and it will show. Mm. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Anne.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Take care, sweetie. Bye. God bless you. Let's go to our next caller. We have 519. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi there. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. After getting through that emotional ouch energy over the last 2 weeks, I had such a circus going on in my dreams, I can't tell you. It was not a one-ring circus. It was like a 10-ring circus.
Wow. You know, it's funny what you were saying, because I noticed in my neighborhood, like, people yelling, like, fights, and I was so cranky, too, and I'm like, wow, there must be something going on.
It definitely opened up a can of worms, and... you know, in order to get through something, we have to feel it and we have to be conscious of it. So what's your question today?
I'm planning a trip to go to Cyprus in November. Just wondering if it'll go off, if, you know, the world's going to change before then. So is it something I can look forward to? Will it be beneficial for me?
Okay. First of all, they're showing me a past life that you had there. Are you aware of this?
No, not at all.
In that area, they're saying. That's why there's this pull there. They're saying, for you and everyone else, Jennifer, they're saying, please do not put your life on hold for what you think is going to happen worldwide, because we can't control that. Because as I said in the channel, this clearing will help us to live in a world which is in many cases third dimensional, but it'll help us to physically live on a third dimensional world, but it will help us to live through our fifth dimensional consciousness. Now, in fifth dimension, you can do, be, and have whatever you'd like. When I say those words, how does that make you feel?
I'm excited.
Yes. And that's what they want you to be. They want you to be excited. So they're saying, what is within your control is, I am having an extraordinary time in Cyprus. I am meeting interesting people, and everything is going smoothly for me, and I have magical and miraculous encounters that are for my highest good, and this whole trip is for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. And that's what you are doing. You're making the Red Sea part with these kind of energies, and that's what they want you to focus on. Do not worry about anything else, because everything else is an illusion perceived through our thoughts and what we focus on. And if you having that in your heart and in your vision, I mean, you can spend part of your day going on the internet and looking at pictures of Cyprus. I mean, I don't really know much about Cyprus, but looking at the beautiful scenery, and I don't know whether they have the markets and things like this. And just closing your eyes and you visioning this. You know, some people make vision boards, and others, look at photos on the internet and things like that. But involve yourself. I am there already, and I am having an extraordinary, an absolutely extraordinary time. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out for you. I get such a good feeling, an excited feeling about you making this trip. The first card that's coming out for you is the the Nine of Cups card. I mean, this is a wish card. This is your wishes. And I spoke about Aladdin, Aladdin, abracadabra. I am having an extraordinary time. And the posse of angels are saying, if anything for your highest good should get in the way, then it is going to be protecting you. It's going to be protecting you because, first of all, they want you to be safe. It's going to be protecting you, and then something better will come along, or that, you know, you'll put the trip off to another time. But if this is in your heart, this will come about. The next card that's coming to you is the Chariot. This is the travel card. This is the travel card. This is the card of getting on a plane, a boat, a train, and off you go. I mean, that's something as simple as that. The next card for you is another travel card, is the Knight of Wands. That's the movement. That's the travel card. So at this stage, it looks like green lights ahead, but they want you. Please don't listen to the news. Don't listen to what those groups or organizations or anything is saying, because you are creating, you and everyone else are creating, we're creating our own worlds. We are in that stage now where we are in the fifth dimensional consciousness. And the third world is disappearing all around us, with all these people resigning and all these revelations and disclosures and things like that. So they're saying, hang tight and just keep saying, I am having an extraordinary, miraculous vacation in Cyprus. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. God bless you. Bye. Let's see if we can squeak another one in. We have, okay, in that order, we have 630. You're on the line with Claire Candy. Hoff, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Dion. I'm still stuck in Wisconsin.
Oh, Dion. Oh, I'm so, well, you know, it's divine timing. I can't tell you any more than that. I just heard, things will be better by the end of June, mid-June onwards. It's only 216 or 217 to go. What I'm going to do, Dion, is instead of rushing your reading, I will call you afterwards to just pull some cards and see what the holdup is. But you know that if you're being held up, it's for your greatest good. It's frustrating, but it's always for our greatest good. So I'll call you after the show. How's that?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Okay. And kiss
thank
Dion.
You.
Kiss Dion. Kiss yourself, but kiss Cupid for me. Okay, speak to you soon.
Okay. Okay.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'm sorry if you were not able to get on the program, but the good news is that Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. in the morning, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every week I take callers for those free mini angel readings. If you want to find out more about my services, those intuitive counseling, those psychic tarot card readings, intuitive counseling, past life clearings, ancestral healings, and those wonderful restorative Reiki healing sessions, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. I go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And as always, I'm wishing you love. And I'm wishing you angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.